Well, what a display of unselfish basketball. I mean, it's, I think it was a combination of, you know, our defense was really intense. Our guys came out and kind of took the punch to Chattanooga early. And Chattanooga's a pretty good basketball team. And I thought in the second half, they showed the pride that they weren't just gonna lay down. But you got to credit our guys. I think we shot the ball. When you shoot the ball well, good things happen. And I thought we started off with our defense, and then of course we made shots. When you make shots, a lot of good things take place, and it seemed like it just got contagious as the night went on. We were everywhere. We had 19 deflections in the first half. That tells you we're pretty active. We were rebounding the basketball. We were sharing the basketball, and we even had we created some turnovers, and we threw it right back. But that didn't bother our guys. I told our guys, let's see if we can get better from the other night. And I thought we did. And the competition will continue to get better each and every game. So, but these guys can enjoy this from the midnight, and we'll get back at it. Well, I thought you got to remember now, our defense created a lot of that. It wasn't like they were just spotting up, just shooting 3-point shots. Chattanooga is a team that plays a packing in the kind of paint defense, help defense. You know, every time you throw in the post, they're going to double, and so that's what they give you. And so you got to have the confidence to step in there and knock some shots down. And I thought our defense triggered some where we pushed the ball and we swung the ball and we had patience. I thought even in those situations. So. You say 18 of your 35 field goals were 3-point shots. Well, you know what? If you're gonna let us shoot them, we'll shoot them. We got carried away at times, but I think for the most part, our guys took the shots. They took what was available, and that's what good teams do. They take advantage of, you know, what teams are allowing them to do, and we got the right guys to shoot it. That's the biggest difference is, you know, you can have guys shooting 3-point shots, but I thought we had the right guys, and even as we shot some of them, we didn't get. We attacked the glass. We got some offensive rebounds. Yeah. According to JT, I'm going to have him. So I think that's as a matter of fact, I was talking to Doc, and I think he said for Thanksgiving you get JT back. So that was music to my ears. But you know, with that being said, I think you know having him out allowed me to have opportunity to have some other guys go play. Mike Dixon picked up a couple of fouls early. He's done that the last two times, and so he's got to figure that out. But when you look at Marcus is playing not only just offense, I think defensively he's doing a lot of good things. On offense, he moves the ball, get the ball to the right people. That's quality minutes. Miguel Paul, probably one of his best games he's played. And so now he's starting to see the game in a little slower motion kind of action, and that only kind of gives us even more depth. Zaire, JT's not there, so now Zaire's got to be more assertive, and I think he is being more assertive. You know, sometimes he disappears, you know, in games past, but I think now you can see him and his leadership is out there, and for the most part, when he's out there. Well, it's amazing. It don't seem like it, but it just seemed like our guys were so active. It looked like Chattanooga actually took care of the ball early on. You know, they had started four guards. And so you wonder, you know, how the game's going to go. But our guys are pretty active. Even, I mean, you look on the bench, Steve Moore coming out there deflecting and coming up with steals. Bowers had five himself. I bet you he probably touched about 12 passes. I mean, he just – the instinctiveness that he has is unbelievable. I mean, you talk about on offense, but I think even on defense, he does a lot of great things for us. But our guys are active. And that, to me, that's what happens when you play. You just try to let the game come to you. With the way we play, that can happen. It's not like we're trying to go out and set records, but, you know, if a team's going to allow us to do that, and our defense was pretty good tonight.